Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I would recommend that if you want to receive a refreshing from the Holy Spirit, He's moving with a very powerful anointing right now. And those of you that want to receive that can lift your hands up and receive that from Him. Wherever you are, He's there with you. And that anointing is just pouring out upon you like warm oil upon your head, going from all the way down to your feet. Praise you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you and worship you. We praise you and worship you. That's it. Just cast all your cares upon the Lord today. Don't allow your mind to wander. Don't allow your thoughts to bring distractions, because the Holy Spirit wants your undivided attention today. He wants to bless you. Let's just honor Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we're just soaking up your presence like a deer that pants after water. We thank you, Lord God, for your rivers of living water that flow out of us. And we thank you for your anointing that pours upon us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Breaking every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I was going to teach about receiving a refreshing from the Holy Spirit, but He beat me to it, and He's already doing it. Hallelujah. Acts 3:19 in the Amplified says, "So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped out, wipe away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day." When you confess your sins and you repent, which means turn from that sin, start a new way of doing things God's way, go in the right direction, it unblocks your prayers. It unblocks the blessings so that everything that God wants you to have can come. And most people don't realize that we should refresh ourselves in the Lord on a daily basis. And as we've had some lifestyle changes in our lives, to especially during this fast, to increase prayer more and more, we just want to be before the presence of the Lord. That means more to us than anything. It is the way to relax. It is the way to get refreshed. It is the way to de-stress instead of doing things the world's way. And our workload increased to triple. We have three jobs, all of which are about 40 hours a week is what should be required. That's a lot of hours. And the Lord told us, go ahead, you know, do all these things that He's been leading us to do. And we said, Lord, how are we going to do it? And He said that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens Him. So my husband and I said, okay, Lord, It's better to obey than sacrifice, and we're going to do it your way. And 3 days worth of work we get accomplished now in 1 day, supernaturally. God made a way where something would have cost us $5,000, cost $500. It was a miracle. It should have taken like 60 days to complete. It was done in 24 hours. This is the refreshing of the Lord. We don't feel overburdened, overwhelmed, or stressed out because we do things God's way. We're changing our lifestyle. And when we are like Mary at the feet of Jesus, not Martha doing things for God, but spending time with God, He turns everything around. And that's refreshing because we can just cast our care on the Lord. We trust that when we give Him time, and that's our tithe of time, our tithe of time and extra offerings of more time, He will give us a hundredfold return. And we've multiple times seen where we needed to get somewhere and we had to minister to someone and it delayed us. And if we were late, they would cancel that appointment. So we couldn't be late, but a couple of times things happened and we had to, you know, urgently minister to somebody or whatever. And so we said, okay, Lord, we're going to do God's business, kingdom's business, and God will take care of us. And one time we had to go 60 miles and we had about 45 minutes to get there and we would still be late. We have to go the speed limit because we obey the laws of the land to not open up the curses. We have to stay under the kingdom of God, which means you have to do things the right way. And we got there on time. We were supernaturally translated. And it's kind of cool when we pray for other people that when we tell them the same thing, if you have to get somewhere and have to be there, you need to obey the law don't stress. And it happened to someone else that we prayed for, had to go actually 60 miles as well, but God made him get there in 31 minutes. So exponentially increased because both of us, Pastor James and I, were praying. Where two or more agree on earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father. And oftentimes when we pray for people, when they have an impossible situation, we see God change it. The favor of God changes things. But if we want to live in that favor of God, then we need to always be resting in Him. And if anybody is stressed, if anybody's overwhelmed, if anybody is anxious, that's not resting in His Word, that's not relying and trusting and confiding in Him. And when we constantly do our unaware sins and the intervals throughout the day and ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do next? It has changed our life where things are getting done supernaturally that in the 24-hour space of time shouldn't be getting done, and we're getting more sleep. We're staying in a rested place because mind control, demons, devils, and evil spirits can attack people, especially when they're tired because they're not sharp-minded. And it's harder to stay in the mind of Christ because we're supposed to be rested in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions, and we're supposed to obey the Lord to be in that place of rest. Merriam-Webster's Online Dictionary's definition of refresh is to restore strength and animation, to revive, to freshen up, to renovate, to restore or maintain by renewing your supply, replenish and stimulate. Like when you refresh your memory, you stimulate it. Or, you know, when your web page is challenged and you go to the refresh button, we need to do that sometimes with our mind and our bodies. And it also means to run water over, restore water to something that's dry, something that's thirsty, something that needs to be replenished, to be updated and renewed. And James 4:7 Amplified Version says, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil by standing firm against him. If we are rested in God, that is a place of resisting the devil. Because when you trust God, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. There could be storms around you, and Jesus will just say, you say, peace, be still. Because he did it as an example, now it's your turn to do it, and the devil will flee from you. If you still have challenges in your life, the devil is not fleeing from you because you're not rested in that place. And the Holy Spirit wants to refresh you today so that you could get back into that place of the kingdom of God, which is rest and refreshing, where we get from heaven all of what we need. We have the power of God in us. We have the rivers of living water in us. But what he does is he pours out upon us everything that we need because we are in the right place and aligned with him, so that spigot isn't turned off because we are not blocking our prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you want to have that, affirm with me and repeat after me, in the name of Jesus, I have repented of my sins, which God has wiped away, so that times of refreshing can now come upon me from your presence, Lord. Amen. Let's go to number 2, Jeremiah 31:25. Message Translation says, I'll refresh tired bodies. I'll restore tired souls. Hallelujah. In the NIV version, it says, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Matthew 11:28, Amplified Classic says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. Who? God. God will cause us to rest. When we draw closer to him and near to him, he draws closer to us. And a lot of people, when they're in the middle of their work day, they just focus on their work, and that distances them more from the Holy Spirit. So God will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Psalm 34:19 in the Amplified says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous. Just because we're in God doesn't mean that now he takes away all the challenges. No, it means that the devil knows that you have chosen God, and he wants to harass you even more. And But the Lord rescues him or her from them. A little bit. Oh, wait, it doesn't say that. But the Lord rescues him or her from them all. A-L-L means all. It means everything. So he hasn't rescued you from one thing and has forgotten about the other thing. No, it means that now you know that he's rescued you from something, and he'll do it again and again and again and again. Amen? But when you focus on your hardships or perplexing circumstances, you can block that refreshing. You can block that rest. You can block the rescuing, because you need to release those challenges from bombarding your mind and your thoughts to prepare yourself to receive the refreshing from the Holy Spirit that he wants you not just to have in a fresh way today, but every day. Should be normal. Every day you should be a way maker. Every day you should be a miracle worker. Every day you can rest and rely on the word of God to work for you, because it does work when you work it in Jesus' name. And anybody that wants to be refreshed that way from weariness, and God says, don't be weary in well-doing. And if you feel like you've got a lot on your plate and you want to get in this place of the kingdom of God where you could just refresh yourself, and just feel like you could just let it all go, because you can, and God will help you and take that feeling of burden from you and overwhelmingness so that he'll direct you so he could get it all done and show you how to do it supernaturally without stressing. So affirm with me, please, and say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
God refreshes me
from weariness,
tiredness,
and from being overburdened.
So he gives me rest, and he restores my soul. Hallelujah, he's doing it right now. Just receive that. Receive the restoration of anything that the enemy tried to challenge you with. Hallelujah. Heavy, heavy anointing now. Just receive it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you. I praise you and I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit's really moving very strongly today. Hallelujah. Number 3, Psalm 23, 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. Don't we love this psalm? I want to look at it in the Amplified Classic. I want to see that God feeds us, guides us, and shields us. That he doesn't want you to lack. He makes you to lie down in fresh, tender, green pasture. He leads you beside the still and restful waters, not the turbulent waters of stuff going on in your life. That's not God. But God can change those troubled waters into still waters. He refreshes and restores your life, and he leads you in the path of righteousness and uprightness and right standing with him, not for earning it. You don't have to strive for it, but for his name's sake, all you have to do is speak the word over your situation, and it will bring rest and refreshing to the situation. David trusted God so much when he was in his lifetime, especially he learned that as he was shepherding, as the shepherd, he learned to rest in him. He knew there were wolves out there and lions and bears, but when he rested, it was his way of life, and God helped him and taught him how to defeat those things coming against him, and he alerted him, and he taught him how to be sharp and skilled. And God has taught you how to be skilled with the two-edged sword, the word of God, how to come against any situation. But we don't have to let it affect us. We just need to use the word of God. We need to change our lifestyle to follow God and do things his way. Micromanaging means you don't trust God's way. That's what the Lord showed me. I had to release micromanaging, and sometimes my husband will remind me, with all due respect, honey, and so it may mean that I may not be trusting God in that instance for that thing, and that I need to get it done exactly how God wants it to be, not what I want it to be, because that's my way, not his way. Amen. John 10:27, Amplified Classic says, the sheep that are my own hear and are listening to my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And God wants you to hear his voice clearer than ever. And if you have a challenge with that, he wants to bring you in so close today so you'll be able to hear him even clearer and better than before. So I want you to affirm with me if you want that. Say, in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
He leads me besides restful waters.
He leads me besides restful
waters. In green pastures.
In green pastures.
God also refreshes.
God also refreshes.
And restores my life.
He restores my life.
And he leads me in the paths.
And he leads me in the paths.
Of righteousness.
For I hear.
And listen.
And listen.
To his voice. And I follow him, and other voices I will recognize, and I will not follow them, because the Holy Spirit helps me to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and especially in the gift of discerning of spirits, so I will not be deceived. In Jesus' name. I'd like you to also affirm this. In the name of Jesus, I am part of the body of Christ, the glorious church. I believe that I will live and remain and meet Jesus in the air, in the twinkling of an eye. I'm a disciple of the Lord. I'm an adult child of the Most High God, and He will always be my God and give me everything I need. I am an ambassador of God in Christ Jesus. And I have and use the mind of Christ daily. I use God's two-edged sword daily. And in the name of Jesus, I wear the full armor of God. And I have taken my dominion and authority in Christ Jesus over all the earth and all that moves on it. And above the earth and under the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in Psalm 19:7, the NIV version, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Oh God, I need to be more wise. Help me, Lord God, to be more wise in Jesus' name. And God, your word is so refreshing to me. It renews my mind. It restores my soul. Jesus, I thank you that you said, let anyone who thirsts come to you and drink. Whoever believes in you, the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow out of them, and they do flow out of us that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, and baptized in the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, because it refreshes me every step of the way, because it is true, and amen, and we know that your promises always come to pass in Jesus' name. And if you'd like to affirm that, say with me, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing my soul, and the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, which makes me wise in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Proverbs 11:25 in the NIV translation says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And we always need to be refreshed, or we wouldn't take a Sabbath. Sabbath is a day of rest. People are like, can't wait to get to the Sabbath. And the devil tries to steal your Sabbath. He tries to make problems come on that day. He tries to make more phone calls happen. He tries to distract you so that you're doing tons of housework and tons of this and tons of that. It is still not just resting and being before the Lord. So we need to find a way where that one day a week, we have to have that Sabbath where it's our total appointment day with God, which also means that we could rest and relax with Him. It means we fellowship with God. It's so important to have that fellowship one-on-one with Him. It means that He will pour into you the secret mysteries of Christ Jesus. He will pour into you that rest and relaxation that you need. He will pour into you everything that you need when we sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary did. When you sow that time with God, whatever you need, you will reap because you sowed it with Him. Then others will come and help you as needed. And God will show you that refreshing today and that intenseness of being with Him. It's like being under the waterfall. Have you ever gone to a waterfall or seen it? And you're in the river and you go under the waterfall and it just saturates you, and you're so hot and sweaty, and you get underneath there and it's just like, wow, you're just so cooled down. And if you're thirsty, you just drink of fresh waters. When you're weary or tired or have a lot on your plate, you know, maybe you can turn around and out of your occupied day, say, I'm going to do an act of kindness to someone today. I'm going to be a refreshing to someone else. Usually when we're so occupied, we can't even think about helping nobody else because we're just so like that, you know, and too much on our plate. No, let's be the opposite. Let's take time to ask the Holy Spirit, does anybody need a refreshing today? And when you need refreshing, guess what? You will always have it. And literally, it might be to give drink to somebody. Literally, it might be to buy somebody a burger when you go to a place and you see a homeless person and God leads you to go do it. Whatever it is, some kind of act of kindness to a brother or sister in the Lord that you know they have a need and you could do it in secret and bless them. And when you're showering that person with God's waterfall of goodness, God will always shower you. And whatever you need, God will always be there for you. If you want to be a more generous person and give of yourself and give of God's kindness and give of God's refreshing, affirm this with me. In the name of Jesus, I am a generous person. Therefore, God prospers me. And because I refresh others, I will be refreshed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 15:32 NIV version, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will and in your company be refreshed. Hebrews 10:24 to 25, which is what we base our ABC Church Assemblies of the Body of Christ Church on, and let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some. See, that means consistently attend church. So that fulfills that scripture. Every time that you are online, live streaming or Zooming, it needs to be at least twice a week for you to get in that anointing and stay with that anointing and hearing the word of God, so that sustains us, because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return. And I'm telling you, we are closer in this generation to Christ's return than any other generation. And if it doesn't happen in our lifetime, we were prepared. If it does happen in our lifetime and you didn't prepare, will you be left behind? It's also an additional blessing when you can meet ABCers for fellowship or other brothers or sisters in the Lord. Even Paul was sharing with the readers of his letter that he desired to get together with the Roman Christians, because he knew that fellowship in person was also a good way to receive refreshing. In addition, don't neglect to be refreshed by your fellowship with God. What if one day someone decided not to fellowship with God, and that was the day the Holy Spirit was going to warn the person that the Antichrist was getting taking over, and that person would have to flee, like he told Joseph to flee Bethlehem to go to Egypt with the baby Jesus? I don't want that to be me. Like, what happened? Where's everybody on Awake 633 Zoom? Nobody's there, because we all had to go because the Lord told us to go. What if it was the day of the rapture? Everyone's gone. I don't want to be the Christian left behind. I want to fellowship with God every day, all throughout the day. I want to be refreshed and not be stressed out, so I could hear his voice better. So, if you want to be refreshed in that way, affirm with me, in the name of Jesus, I come to ABC services and meetings with joy. By God's will, and in the company of ABCers, I am refreshed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even though it may not be person in person, I've heard people tell me that go to live churches, that some of them, one couple told us they were having a very, very severe marital challenges, and they kept calling the office and asking for pastoral counseling. 2 years later, they still never got a phone call. So they somehow found us, and through a friend, and we were able to minister to them. There's some people who've never met their pastor. They've never even been able to shake their hand because there's too many people in the church. There's some people who are in a small or medium church and the pastor never ministers to them personally. I'm really blessed to be at ABC because this church takes care of our sheep in a way that maybe in a live church that some people are not getting. And there are beautiful churches out there doing a great job. However, we are called now to be in this place because of post-pandemic and where God wants us to be. So this is our fellowship, and we take joy in that, that we are still here for you in spirit, even though we can't physically be with you, because we don't live in your state. We don't live in your city or your town, but now we could reach out to people globally around the world. And so we give up one thing to gain another. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's a new way of doing things. Jesus does not appear to you every day to fellowship with you every day. But you know what? He does transmit his thoughts to you. The Holy Spirit does speak to you, and he's still with us and guides us and protects us. And that's the way I look at the way that our church is now. It's still a joy and a blessing. To me, I'd rather be here than any other church in the world. We've been part of mega churches. We've been part of other churches and started our church and merged with ABC. You know why? Because this is the best place on earth for us. We know that we are forewarned and we will not be left behind, those of us that follow ABC teachings, and that we want to help you always draw close to God too. Exodus 23:12, Amplified Classic, 6 days you shall do your work, but the seventh day you shall rest and keep Sabbath, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your bondwoman and the alien or migrant workers may be refreshed. The definition of refreshing in the Greek is anapsuxis, which means, in the Strong's Concordance G403, a recovery of breath or revival. I thank you, Lord God, that revival has been in ABC Church, is in ABC Church, and continues to be in ABC Church. I thank you, Lord God, that you're just giving us that fresh breath and that resting place, so that we will not have challenges like there was before, to have that R&R before the next set of challenges come, because we are in a spiritual warfare as the Antichrist is challenging the body of Christ, that we will not be caught unawares, that we will always be ready and prepared. However, I thank you, Lord, that according to Psalm 41:3, that you said that I waited patiently for God to help me, and then he listened and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair and out of the bog and the mire, and set my feet on hard, firm path, and steadied me as I walked along. And he has given me a new song to sing of praises to our God. Now many will hear of the glorious things that God did for me and stand in awe of the Lord and put their trust in him. And Lord God, I believe that when I continue to honor you on that Sabbath day, that you will help me accelerate everything in the other 6 days, so that I will accomplish more than humanly possible, just like, you know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 10 times smarter than the Babylonians, and they didn't even have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they weren't even born again. So how much more, Lord God, do you do for us and through us in Jesus' mighty name, that we will accomplish more than ungodly people for you, for your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Anybody that wants to be refreshed in this manner, affirm with me, in the name of Jesus, I desire to honor the Sabbath day of rest, so that I could be refreshed and sing praises to you, God, for the glorious things you have done for me and continue to do for me. Amen. Now, thank the Holy Spirit for resting and remaining on you. That is so important, what we learn here at ABC, because we don't want to do anything without him. Amen? And do this after you confess your sins or deal with unaware sins. And 1 Peter 4:14 Amplified said, "Blessed, happy, with life, joy, and comfort in God's salvation, regardless of your circumstances, because the Spirit of glory and of God is resting on you and indwelling you. He whom they curse, you glorify." John 1, verse 32, New King James Version. John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him," talking about Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you that you are in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. Jesus is in us. And his anointing comes upon us. And he rests on us and remains on us when we don't have sin. That's why that unaware sins intervals throughout the day is so important, because we walk in God's grace as we are cleansed of sin and stay cleansed of sin, so that we could hear his voice better. We can rest and rely on him, lean on him, and go farther and higher in Christ Jesus, far, far, far above principalities and powers of darkness, and put the devil back under our feet where he belongs, because we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And don't let the devil deceit you, and don't let him dethrone you, and let the Holy Spirit reign in your life in Jesus' name, because we rest in him, and we're not going to let the stress and the turmoils and challenges affect us. We're not going to get sick. We're going to keep our healing. We're going to get everything that is ours, and we're not going to let the devil steal it from us. And whatever he did steal, he's going to have to restore and replace better than before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand up in the name of Jesus. Revive yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord like David did. And I thank you, Lord God, that we remain in your refreshing and your rest, even though that we are prepared at any time to do battle with the enemy through the prayer of God, not through physical means, but through spiritual prayer means. And Lord God, but we are resting inside, assured and confident of your word, your anointing, your will, your way. And we will refresh ourselves in you, get recharged with your anointing. Your mercies are new every day, because we used them up yesterday and they're not baked yet for tomorrow. So we get them today in Jesus' name. Your grace is there for us now, and we thank you for it, Lord God. It's sufficient for us in Jesus' name. We give ourselves grace. We receive that. Hallelujah. We're not going to beat ourselves up. We're not going to have regrets and past issues and whatever, because those are washed away by the blood of Jesus. And when we're cleansed, it means there's no stain. And doesn't matter if the accuser of the brethren comes to tell you did this or that, or you couldn't do it, or you failed at this or that. Well, you know what? The future looks better than the past, because it's with God and his way. And my presence is in the presence of God. My presence is in the presence of God in Jesus' name. And if you want to have that kind of refreshing and resting remaining on you, affirm this with me, please. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for resting and remaining upon me and refreshing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now raise your hands and receive that refreshing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for refreshing every person that's resting in you right now. A great refreshing of your anointing upon them. Your warm oil of the Holy Spirit flooding them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the rivers of living water in each of us is just saturating, saturating. Oh, Lord God, we're releasing what we already have. The rivers of living water and God's power that's in us, we're releasing it. And we're receiving our healing. We're receiving our miracles. We're receiving your rest. We're receiving your peace that passes all understanding. We're receiving God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. We are receiving the goodness of God. That people go out of their way to do good things for us, that miraculous, supernatural things happen for us because we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we refresh others and we're receiving refreshing. We're receiving refreshing. Hallelujah. You're refreshing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more stress. No more pain, no more sickness, no more infirmity, no more confusion, no more anxiety, no more challenges, because we release them all to God. And in that great exchange, we receive all the benefits and blessings that are ours. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. A very strong anointing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your outpouring today. Your outpouring, Lord, of your anointing upon us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your refreshing, your restoration, your rejuvenation, your healing, your miracles, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. You stopped the avenger. You put confusion in the enemy's camp. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pursue the enemy and we recover all that was stolen from us and more. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you, Lord, and 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 worship you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the new lifestyle. New lifestyle. To seek you first, to prioritize you and give you more time. And as we do that, we're getting more and more refreshed and restored and guided by you. And I thank you, Lord, that we trust in you, confide in you. And because we do that, and we seek you first, you add all these blessings unto us because we seek you and your righteousness. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that everyone's receiving a refreshing from the Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take communion now, and let's do, if you have any sins to confess, please confess them on your own. If you are unaware, then follow me in an unaware sins prayer, and reestablish the kingdom of God as well. So say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And let's quietly reestablish the kingdom of God. And the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm just going to pray over you, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to receive this Holy Communion. We remember that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus, that you exchanged your broken body and gave us wholeness, so we would not have anything broken in our lives. We would not have anything lacking or missing, because you provide for us everything that we could possibly need, and we now partake of your body in Jesus' name. In addition, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this precious gift of the cup of blessing. And we agree and we receive because of the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit who dwells in me quickens my mortal body and everyone's mortal body that takes communion, and restores our bodies to the life of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake of the cup of blessing. And now let's say 20 affirmations of 1 Peter 2:24 together. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everyone that is in agreement says, Amen. Hallelujah.